Okay, this is the best time of the evening when I can be quiet, everyone else can be quiet, and we can allow the big road train, which is our mind, going very, very fast through our day, to slow down, to go down through the gears, to become peaceful, to stop. So it's all about stopping. So in order to stop, the first thing we should do is to close our eyes. So we can stop looking at the people around us. Stop looking at the walls, the floor. And when we stop looking, life becomes that little bit more simple. With the eyes closed, we can feel the body. We can hear the sounds. And because we're not distracted with the busyness of the seeing world, we've got less to do. But it's most important to begin by focusing on the body. To feel it. Sometimes we're rushing around, we can't feel the body. We don't know what's going on. So we lose our sensitivity. So now we bring the attention to this body. Feel it, become sensitive. Does any part of the body need some work by moving this leg or this arm, scratching something? Now's the time to do so. Making sure your physical posture is just right for you. There is no magic posture which suits everybody. Everyone has got just the right way they sit for the maximum comfort and peace. You just breathe out all the tension. Just breathing in just the peace of this room, this Buddhist temple where many people have meditated over the years. You breathe in the peace. You breathe out all the tension. Until the worst of our rushing around is all exhaled, and the best of the peace comes into our body. Breathing in peace, breathing out the troubles. And you notice by so doing, you're coming to the first stage of the meditation. Recall present moment awareness. Just being in this moment, not concerned about the past or the future. All that's gone, we allow to truly go. So it disappears from our consciousness. We don't carry around the coffins of the past. We're free. We don't linger or look back. Because we're more concerned about where we are, how we feel, what it's like in this present moment. Nor do we neglect this moment by running off into the future, as if we think we can prepare the future by thinking about it. You prepare the future by being in the present, by leaving it alone. Whatever happens, who knows? Whatever you imagine it might be, it will always be something else. That's a saying of the Buddha. So we let go of the future, let go of the past, till all we have left is now, just this moment. Just being in the now. Breathing in the present moment, breathing out the present moment. One breath at a time. See if one can do this silently. By which I mean, no inner conversation. You can just be without giving things names. Just feel, know, without giving it a label. Relaxing silently into the moment. How does it feel just to be at peace? Not wanting anything. Not trying to go anywhere. Just being now. Just being as you are now. As the mind becomes more peaceful, you'll be able to put more attention on your breath as we move to the breath meditation. Are you breathing in or are you breathing out? How do you know? The feeling of the breath, that which tells you what the breath is doing. We now rest our attention on that feeling. Is to follow the breath naturally, however it wants to be. We just observe one breath at a time, keeping it as simple as possible. Getting close to the end of a meditation now. So how do you feel? How much have you slowed down? What does it feel like to have cultivated peace by focusing on a simple thing like your breath going in and out? When the mind's at peace, the body opens out, it relaxes, and energies flow through unimpeded. The body feels at ease. The mind feels happy, fresh and energized. Can you feel that? This is the result of meditation. One of the reasons why we meditate. So now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please wait until the last sound from the gong disappears, and only then come out from your meditation at the sound of the 3rd gong ringing disappearing.